We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Spirit of Truth. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. I have just read from the New King James Version. When Dorcas was first baptized in the Holy Spirit, she believed the primary reason the Spirit was given to her was so she could speak in tongues. Because of this, she was only conscious of the Holy Spirit whenever she felt the need to pray in tongues. As a result, her spiritual life was very limited. Sadly, many Christians have unconsciously become like Dorcas. They assume the Holy Spirit was given only for the operation of spiritual gifts. While gifts are important, they are not the primary purpose of the Spirit's indwelling. Today's Bible text reveals something deeper. The Holy Spirit was given so that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. What we know shapes what we believe, and what we believe ultimately influences the direction of our lives. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, and He guides us into all truth. See John 16:13. One reason it appears that many believers do not hear the Holy Spirit teaching and leading them is because they do not have enough of God's Word stored in their hearts. The Holy Spirit leads us by activating the truths of God's Word that we have already received. The written Word is the vocabulary of the Spirit. Consider this illustration. Communicating with someone who knows only a few English words is very difficult. You are limited to a small vocabulary that may not fully express what you want to say. In the same way, many believers hear little from the Spirit because their spiritual vocabulary is limited. The more truth of God's Word you know, the richer your spiritual vocabulary becomes, and the more clearly you can be led by the Spirit. Go into today determined to build your spiritual vocabulary by feasting on God's Word. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth and to illuminate what has already been freely given to you. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 140 to 142. Click on the Audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.